If your ideal relaxing day involves sandy beaches and rolling waves, John Hamilton's report on stingrays on NPR's Morning Edition yesterday probably caught your attention.
Yet every year, stingrays inflict excruciating injuries on thousands of swimmers and surfers from the Bahamas to Bahrain to both coasts of the United States.
Bob Rubin, a biology professor at Santa Rosa Junior College, heard it too. But unlike you or me, he's been studying rays, all kinds of them, for more than 40 years.
There are about 500 different species of rays, and about 180, more or less, are considered to be stingrays. So the term stingray is a pretty broad term, and it really doesn't apply to the vast majority of flattened rays.
Given his background, Rubin found a couple of the comments in Hamilton's story to be a little off the mark. There's no question that a ray's sting is terribly painful, he agrees, but attributing any of that to a toxin on the barb is a stretch.
The barb has never been conclusively shown to contain a toxin. It does contain a mucus sheath that covers it, and bacteria live in, on, and feed on that sheath. And people have argued that the toxic effects come from that mucus sheath and the bacteria it carries. Marine bacteria are pretty tough organisms, and they produce a lot of different toxins that we don't know very much about. And so to leave those in a wound often results in staph infections and a variety of other secondary infections, which are really bacterial in origin.
And while the number of painful human encounters with rays may be on the upswing, Rubin says that's not because the ray populations are increasing.
The increased ray sightings may have something to do with warming of seawater. Some of the climate changes may account for redistribution of some of the species. And I think also there are just more people using the coastlines of various parts of North America and really the world as a whole. There's not a lot of evidence right now that rays are increasing numerically.
But if you imagine that these creatures, which are ancient evolutionary cousins to sharks, are only a potential hazard in warm tropical waters, guess again.
There are large numbers in cold water as well. In fact, they're fairly common in cold water. We have one very common species here called a bat ray that gets up to about 4 feet across. And if you were to take a little walk down the Salmon Creek beach and walk out every 5 feet, you might see 200 rays in the total length of that beach, depending on the day and the season because they move around. But certainly if you kayak in Tomales Bay or Bodega Bay, you'll see it half a dozen just swimming around at the surface.
Even so, Rubin says, historically at least, they don't pose much of a threat around here.
I only know of a single sting. There may be many more, of course. And this was a person that handled a relatively small ray. It was only about 10 inches across and picked it up incorrectly, and the ray stung between its forefinger and thumb, and that was actually a fairly significant sting.
To avoid a surprise ray encounter, we're advised to shuffle our feet as we enter the water, especially as the first one in. But if someone should happen to get stung, quick flushing with hot water is the recommended first response. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.